Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. Welcome, welcome, welcome. All right, let me get set up. Hey, folks, my name is Rocker Smooth. I'm going to be here for the next 2 hours. Let's give it up for Cheap Pooch. There you go, folks. Thank you very much. All right, folks. Okay, let's get settled in. All right, so for the next 120 minutes, guys, you are going to ascend with me up towards the balcony where I reside. Our theme today is going to be we have a little female-oriented rock show for the first part. Very excited always to do that. And then I'm not really sure where we're heading after that. Okay, so I think I am ready with this one. Yeah, okay, so we got some 80s new wave, some, I like the female set that's coming up here. There's some rock and roll in the set as well, but I don't want to preface it too much. I always just want to get the first mistake right out of the way, though. So let's just see if the first one plays. This is our official, unofficial theme song. This is John Conley's Theory by the 24/7 Spies off Gumbo Millennium. And then after that, we're going to hear, like I said, the little female rock. We'll be right back here at the balcony. I'm glad you're with me. Whether you're listening in Charlotte or Japan or San Francisco or Chapel Hill or wherever, you're a part of the nerd revolution, and I'm glad you're here. We'll be right back. You guys have a safe afternoon.
tumbling down, a tumbling down, tumbling
All right, welcome back here to The Balcony with me, Rocker Smooth. Okay, so if you're a fan of the show, you know there's always a little weirdness during the transition because Cheap Pooch is two people or three and I'm one. Anyway, so now they're out of the studio. I always enjoy hearing their show. All right, so let's get into our groove. So we started off our show with, obviously, John Conley's Theory. Then we heard I Feel the Earth Move by Carole King, Tapestry. If you're a fan of the show, I started off a show a couple weeks back with James Taylor. So I don't always play crazy rock and roll. And then, to start off our little female journey, we heard Glory Box by Portishead off Dummy. And then we just heard Six Underground by the Sneaker Pimps off Becoming X. All right, and this next artist I love. I'm such an Edie Brickell fan. Mrs. Paul Simon. This is off their second record. This is off Ghost of a Dog. This is Carmelito by Edie Brickell and the New Bohemians. We'll be right back here at The Balcony.
city. The kid's my favorite. I've seen him. I see him every day. Seen him run outside looking for a place to hide from his father. The kid half naked and said to myself,
Natalie, love it. All right, Natalie Merchant up with obviously with 10,000 Maniacs off In My Tribe. That is brings back some high school memories. All right, let's do a little back sell for the little female rock. We heard Carmelito, Ida Brickell, and then we just heard What's the Matter Here, 10,000 Maniacs. Excuse me. And then this next one, I was going to play three, and then, but I need to preface this one. This is Josie on the Rocks. This is Chris Cornell's daughter, Lily Cornell. I think she's been working on this project for like 3 to 4 years. And obviously, she's got pipes. It's Chris Cornell's kid. And I'm not trying to say like I'm going to love it. I played another single 2 weeks ago, and this is the next single. This is called Not You. I'm not sure if the album is called Josie on the Rocks, but it's by Josie on the Rocks. Let's check it out here on the balcony.
You got a smart mouth, hungry with greed. Kick me when I am down, then blame me for getting my blood on your feet. You're begging me to give you something to believe.
doesn't? All right, welcome back here to the balcony. Hey, Bad Music, what's happening with you? Schwam! There we go. All right, so we do a little back sell. We went from Genesis, Turn It On Again, off Duke. Don't like that title. Tar Heels. And then we heard Gray Cell Green, the dual bass playing band. And although, like, Spotify tells me that this is on the album Bite, which I'm sure it is, I actually heard that song off Godfather, I'm pretty sure. But that's by Ned's Atomic Dustbin. And then we heard, because if you're a fan of the show, you know I'm 25 years late to everything, the Stone Roses off their debut record. Not a bad track. What a great record. I'm more of a Britpop fan now as an adult than I was in my younger years. So, the Stone Roses, off that debut album, I Want to Be Adored. And this record coming up, oh, I'm going to have to do a little crying in the studio. Not for my co-host, Odd, but just, this song just kills me, man. This is the one CD I think I've sent to my mom in the last 20 years, which I don't even think she has a CD player anymore. But this is Yoshimi. Obviously, it's the Flaming Lips. We'll be right back. Little new wave set coming in with some rock. Believe me, the rock's coming, guys. But this is Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots Part 1. We'll be right back here at the balcony. I love it.
Because
Welcome back here to the balcony. Man, I was getting into that one. Okay, we just heard Book of Love, Boy, off the album Book of Love. I think for me that was in like 7th grade. I had no idea what they were talking about. Now as an adult, I totally get it. And then we just heard I Feel You by Depeche Mode. I was in here cleaning the studio with Shay and Malador earlier. And they played Clean off Violator by Depeche Mode, so I felt obliged to keep that one going. Okay, so we heard a little 80s, new wave, little female stuff earlier. Now we're going to jump into a little rock. I played a lot of new rock a couple weeks back. New Black Crowes, new Black Keys, new Foo Fighters. This is just going to be like some straight up old rock. But it might be new to you, especially this one. I'm going to play a Stone Temple Pilots song. That's all I'm saying. I'm not going to tell you the title track or the album, and you'll be like, oh, I'll know it. Oh, Rocker Smooth, you know it all. Well, I mean, I really don't. I'm 25 years late on everything. But actually, when this record came out, I've always said, he was the best live lead singer next to Lane. So I'll just leave it at that. We'll be right back here at the balcony. STP coming at you.